New Testament Times at a Glance, The Life of Jesus Christ, From Birth to the Final Week. In this chart, the life of Jesus Christ is grafted on a timeline. These events, numbering from 1 to 123, are listed in chronological order. Event 1. Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 38. In Jerusalem, an angel told Zacharias that his wife Elizabeth would have a son named John. In Nazareth, an angel told Mary that she would be the mother of the Son of God. Event 2. Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 80. Mary visited the home of Zacharias and Elizabeth. John the Baptist was born and named. See Bible Dictionary, John the Baptist, pages 714 to 715. Event 3. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Mary returned to Nazareth. Joseph, Mary's espoused husband, learned that she was expecting a child. An angel told Joseph to marry her and name her son Jesus. See Bible Dictionary, Joseph, page 717. Event 4. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, and Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. A new star appeared, and angels announced his birth to shepherds who went to worship him. Event 5. Luke chapter 2, verse 21. 8 days after his birth, Jesus was circumcised at Bethlehem and given his name. Event 6. Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 38. Joseph and Mary presented Jesus in the temple. Simeon and Anna testified that Jesus is the Christ. Event 7. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Wise men from the east worshipped Jesus and brought him precious gifts. See Bible Dictionary, Magi, pages 727 to 728. Event 8. Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 18. Joseph and Mary were told by an angel to take Jesus to Egypt to escape Herod's order to kill the young children. Event 9. Matthew chapter 2, verses 19 through 23. Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Nazareth after Herod died. Event 10. Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. Jesus taught religious teachers in the temple at Jerusalem. Event 11. Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. John the Baptist preached in Judea and baptized in the Jordan River. See Bible map number 11. Event 12. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Jesus journeyed to Bethabara. Event 13. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Jesus was baptized by John. See Bible Dictionary, Dove, Sign of, page 658. Event 14. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Jesus went into the wilderness to be with God. He fasted for 40 days and was tempted by Satan. Event 15. John chapter 1, verses 35 through 51. Some of John the Baptist's disciples began to follow Jesus. Event 16. John chapter 2, verse 1. Jesus returned to Galilee. Event 17. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Jesus changed water to wine at a wedding in Cana. See Bible Dictionary, Miracles, pages 732 to 733. Event 18. John chapter 2, verse 13. Jesus went to Jerusalem for the Passover. Event 19. John chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. Jesus drove the money changers from the temple courtyard. Event 20. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. Jesus taught a Pharisee named Nicodemus about being born again. Event 21. John chapter 3, verses 22 through 36. Jesus preached and baptized in Judea. John bore testimony of Jesus. Event 22. Luke chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. John the Baptist was imprisoned by Herod. Event 23. John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Jesus left the Jerusalem area to return to Galilee. Event 24, John chapter 4, verses 4 through 42. In Samaria, Jesus taught a Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. Event 25, John chapter 4, verses 46 through 54. In Galilee, Jesus healed the son of a nobleman. Event 26, Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. Jesus was rejected at Nazareth. See Bible Dictionary, Messiah, page 731. Event 27, Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. At Capernaum, Jesus healed a man with an unclean spirit. Event 28, Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Jesus called Peter, Andrew, James, and John to follow him. Event 29, Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. Jesus healed a leper. Event 30, Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. Jesus called and ordained his 12 apostles. See Bible Dictionary, Apostle, page 612. Event 31, Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 through 42. Jesus taught his 12 apostles about their duties. Event 32, Matthew chapters 5 through 7. Jesus taught the Sermon on the Mount. See Bible Dictionary, Beatitudes, page 620. Event 33, Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. At Capernaum, Jesus healed a centurion's servant. Event 34, Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. At Nain, Jesus raised a widow's son from the dead. Event 35, Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. At Capernaum, Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law and others. Event 36, Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. Jesus calmed the storm at the Sea of Galilee. See Bible Dictionary, Galilee, Sea of, page 677. Event 37, Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 through 34. Jesus commanded a legion of devils to depart. They entered into swine. Event 38, Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. Jesus healed a man who was paralyzed. Event 39, Matthew chapter 9, verses 10 through 17. Jesus preached of new wine and old bottles. Event 40, Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 26. A woman was healed when she touched Jesus' clothing. He also raised Jairus' daughter. Event 41, Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 31. Jesus healed two blind men. See Bible Dictionary, Blindness, page 626. Event 42, Matthew chapter 9, verses 32 through 34. Jesus healed a dumb man possessed with a devil. Event 43, Matthew chapter 11, verses 7 through 19. Jesus testified of the greatness of John the Baptist. Event 44, Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. A woman washed Jesus' feet with her tears at the home of Simon the Pharisee. See Bible Dictionary, Anoint, page 609. Event 45, Luke chapter 7, verses 41 through 42. The parable of the two debtors. See Bible Dictionary, Parables, pages 740 to 741. Event 46, John chapter 5, verse 1. Jesus went to Jerusalem for the second Passover. See Bible Dictionary, Feasts, page 672 to 674. Event 47, John chapter 5, verses 2 through 16. Jesus healed a man on the Sabbath by the pool of Bethesda. See Bible Dictionary, Sabbath, pages 764 to 765. Event 48, John chapter 5, verses 17 through 47. In the temple, Jesus taught about his relationship with the Father. Event 49, Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Jesus returned to Galilee where he preached and healed. Event 50, Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. Pharisees accused Jesus' disciples of breaking the Sabbath. Jesus healed a man with a withered hand. Event 51, Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 23. Jesus healed a man possessed with a devil. Event 52, Matthew chapter 12, verses 24 through 45. Jesus taught the Pharisees about Satan, blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, and seeking signs. See Bible Dictionary, Blasphemy, page 625 to 626. Event 53, Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 53. Jesus used parables to teach about the kingdom of heaven. Event 54, Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 23, and Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 22. Parables of the sower and of the candle. Event 55, Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30, and verses 36 through 43. Also Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29. Parables of the wheat and tares, and of the seed growing secretly. Event 56, Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. Parables of the mustard seed, and of the leaven. See Bible Dictionary, Leaven, page 723. Event 57, Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 52. Parables of the hidden treasure, the pearl of great price, the gospel net, and the householder. Event 58, Matthew chapter 13, verses 54 through 58. The people of Nazareth rejected Jesus a second time. Event 59, Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. Herod feared that Jesus was the beheaded John the Baptist returned from the dead. Event 60, John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. Shortly before Passover, Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Event 61, John chapter 6, verses 16 through 21, and Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Jesus walked on the water, Peter followed, then wavered. Event 62, John chapter 6, verses 22 through 66. Jesus declared that he is the bread of life. Many disciples rejected him. Event 63, Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 23. When his disciples ate with unwashed hands, Jesus taught the Pharisees about true cleanliness. See Bible Dictionary, Clean and Unclean, pages 646 and 647. Event 64, Mark chapter 7, verse 24. Jesus went north to Tyre and Sidon. See Bible Map 11. Event 65, Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 30. Jesus healed a Canaanite woman's daughter. See Bible Dictionary, Gentile, pages 679 to 680. Event 66, Mark chapter 7, verse 31. Jesus returned to Galilee. Event 67, Mark chapter 7, verses 32 through 37. Jesus healed a deaf man who had a speech impediment. Event 68, Mark chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. Jesus fed 4,000. Event 69, Mark chapter 8, verses 10 through 21. At Magdala, Jesus taught about seeking for signs. He warned his disciples about the leaven of the Pharisees. Event 70, Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. At Bethsaida, Jesus healed a blind man. Event 71, Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus went with his disciples to Caesarea Philippi. Event 72, Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 20. Peter testified that Jesus is the Christ. Event 73, Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 28. Jesus taught his disciples about his death, his second coming, and discipleship. Event 74, Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. Jesus took Peter, James, and John up into a high mountain. See Bible Dictionary, Hermann, page 700. Event 75, Matthew chapter 17, verses 2 through 13. Jesus was transfigured. Peter, James, and John received priesthood keys. See Bible Dictionary, Transfiguration, Mount of, page 786. Event 76, Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 and 22. Jesus and his disciples returned to Galilee. Event 77, Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 through 21. Jesus healed a lunatic boy. Event 78, Matthew chapter 17, verse 22 through chapter 18, verse 35. Jesus taught his disciples about his death, tribute money, and the principles of humility, service, and forgiveness. Event 79, Matthew chapter 18, verses 23 through 35, the parable of the unmerciful servant. Event 80, Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 56, Jesus traveled through Samaria, Judea, and Perea on his way to Jerusalem. See Bible Map 11. Event 81, Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 24. Jesus appointed the 70 and sent them out to preach. They returned and reported. Event 82, Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Event 83, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Jesus rested at the home of Martha and Mary and taught them. Event 84, Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. Jesus taught his disciples about prayer. See Bible Dictionary, Prayer, pages 752 to 753. Event 85, Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 8, the parable of the friend at midnight. Event 86, Luke chapter 11, verse 14 through chapter 12, verse 12, Jesus again rebuked the Pharisees for seeking a sign and for hypocrisy. Event 87, Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21, the parable of the rich fool. Event 88, Luke chapter 12, verse 22 through chapter 13, verse 9. Jesus taught his disciples about seeking the kingdom of God first and about his second coming. Event 89, Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 48 and chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. Parables of the watchful servants and of the barren fig tree. Event 90, Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Jesus healed a woman on the Sabbath. Event 91, Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 35. Jesus taught about the straight gate and about who may enter his kingdom. He lamented over Jerusalem. Event 92, Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Jesus healed a man with dropsy on the Sabbath day. Event 93, Luke chapter 14, verses 7 through 24. Parables of the wedding feast and the great supper. See Bible Dictionary, Marriage, pages 728 and 729. Event 94, Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 35. Jesus taught the multitude about discipleship. Event 95, Luke chapter 14, verses 28 through 33. Parables of the tower and of the rash king. Event 96, Luke chapter 15, verse 1 through chapter 16, verse 31. Jesus taught and condemned the Pharisees for hypocrisy. Event 97, Luke chapter 15, verse 1 through chapter 17, verse 10. Parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son. Parables of the unjust steward, the rich man, and Lazarus, and the unprofitable servant. Event 98, Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Jesus healed 10 lepers, only one returned to give thanks. Event 99, Luke chapter 17, verse 20 through chapter 18, verse 14. Jesus taught the Pharisees about his second coming. Event 100, Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 14. Parables of the unjust judge and of the Pharisee and the publican. See Bible Dictionary, Publicans, page 755. Event 101, John chapter 7, verses 2 through 13. Jesus arrived in Jerusalem for the Feast of the Tabernacles. See Bible Dictionary, Feasts, pages 672 to 674. Event 102, John chapter 7, verse 14 through chapter 8, verse 59. Jesus taught in the temple. A woman taken in adultery was brought to him. He testified that he is the Messiah. Event 103, John chapter 9, verses 1 through 41. Jesus healed a man who was blind since birth and testified that he is the light of the world. Event 104, John chapter 10, verses 1 through 21. Jesus taught that he is the good shepherd. Event 105, Mark chapter 10, verse 1. Jesus left Jerusalem to preach in Perea. See Bible Map 11. Event 106, Mark chapter 10, verses 2 through 31. Jesus discussed divorce with the Pharisees. He blessed the little children, answered the question of a rich young ruler, and taught his disciples. Event 107. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. The parable of the laborers in the vineyard. See Bible Dictionary, Vine, page 787. Event 108. John chapter 10, verse 22. Jesus returned to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Dedication. Event 109. John chapter 10, verses 23 through 39. Jesus taught in the temple, I and my Father are one. Event 110. John 10, verses 40 through 42. Jesus departed for Perea. Event 111. Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 52. Jesus taught his disciples and healed a blind man named Bartimaeus. Event 112. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Zacchaeus the publican hosted Jesus in his home. Event 113. Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 27. The parable of the pounds. See Bible Dictionary, pound, page 752. Event 114. John chapter 11, verse 7. Jesus returned to the Jerusalem area for the final time. Event 115. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 46. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Event 116. John chapter 11, verse 54. Jesus went to the city of Ephraim. Book of Mormon. Event 117. Helaman. Chapters 14 and 15. In America, Samuel the Lamanite prophesied of the signs of Jesus' birth and death. Event 118. Helaman chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Great signs and wonders appeared, thus beginning the fulfillment of prophecies. Event 119. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 15 through 26. With the sign of Jesus' birth, no darkness for one night, many repented and believed in him. Event 120. 3 Nephi chapters 3 and 4. Nephite armies defeated the Gadianton robbers. Event 121. 3 Nephi chapter 6. Nephites prospered, then became prideful and killed the prophets. Event 122. 3 Nephi chapter 7, verses 15 through 26. Nephi preached and many repented. Event 123. 3 Nephi chapter 8, verse 3. The righteous Nephites began to look with great earnestness for the sign of Jesus' death. Note, New Testament Times at a Glance, chart number 2, the Savior's final week, will be published in April 2003. End of New Testament Times at a Glance, The Life of Jesus Christ, From Birth to the Final Week.